coming up.
Items detected with you. It's an unknown accessory last seen with me November 28th at 4 p.m. I could see on the map in the Find My app that it had tracked or followed me.
For Vault Studios, I'm Will Johnson. You're listening to The Daily Crime.
This is my first instance of running into something like this.
It's literally been like tracking her car. Apparently it can detect it for whatever reason.
Do you think police are caught up with technology?
Not at all. It's outpacing police and it's outpacing the laws. Technology has surpassed the law.
There's a device that some of us are using these days designed to keep track of our stuff. But for some folks, it's been a real concern. I'm joined by Kristen Crowley, investigative reporter at 11 Alive WXIA in Atlanta, Georgia. Kristen, thanks for being here once again.
Hey, sure thing. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and so let's talk about this. Let's talk about the AirTag is what it's called, right?
Yes, the Apple AirTag, the device that came out in April of this year, kind of slid under the radar, I feel like, for a lot of people. I don't think a lot of people even knew it existed. And it's a tracking device meant to be for things like your missing wallet, keys, purse, anything that we tend to lose. But as we found out, it's being used for much more than that, not in the way that it was intended to be used.
Let's describe what it looks like. I mean, this is a small piece of equipment. It would be easy to misplace itself if it weren't designed to find things for you.
Yeah, exactly. It's the size of a quarter, I would say. And it's got a shiny metal top and a white base, and it's got the little Apple icon on it, and it makes a beeping noise. So they do sell things, little accessories for it, like you can buy a leather keychain insert that it can go inside of, so you can attach it to your keys and you can attach it to an object. But the device itself, yeah, you could absolutely easily lose this.
And so, as you mentioned, it's a device that's designed to make our lives easier and keep track of things, and that makes a whole lot of sense. However, as you also mentioned, people are finding that it's being used in other ways. Tell us who you talked to and what you've learned so far.
So how this kind of all came together is I'm on social media a lot because of my job, and TikTok and Snapchat and all those. And I was scrolling through on Facebook and I had seen somebody mention that they had gotten this notification that there was this air tracker following them. And I just started seeing these same posts over and over again from mostly women all over the country. I mean, this is happening everywhere. And I'm thinking something is going on here with these devices. I need to learn more about them because I don't even know what this is. And what essentially was happening was that people were finding these AirTags hidden in their car, in their purse, anything in their personal property that was tracking them. And the reason they found them was because they were getting a notification on their phone, on their iPhone, saying a device has been found or an AirTag has been found that's unknown, it doesn't belong to you, and it is tracking you. And as confused as I was about this, so were the people posting about this. Everybody seemed very taken aback about this. Like, what is this? What is happening? Who's doing this? So there were a lot of questions that came about this, but that was the problem that was happening, is somebody is using AirTags to track certain people.
And you mentioned they get a notification. That comes up after 24 hours of tracking, though, right? It's not immediate.
It can. So we did some tests with it ourselves at the station, and it took about an hour for it to show up on mine. I had my photographer, Luke Carter, register an AirTag on his phone, and then we left the AirTag with me. And I wasn't really sure how long it would take. I didn't even know about I didn't know it could take up to 24 hours until I actually saw a Verify story on it on Tegna. And it turned out, in my case, it showed up in about an hour. And it said an AirTag has been detected near you. And it kind of gave me the step-by-steps of what to do.
And so then, and what to do, can you actually then make sure it's not tracking you, even if you haven't found the device itself?
Yeah, that's kind of the scary thing about this. So when you get the notification, it gives you the ability on your iPhone to play a sound for the AirTag. And so you play the sound, and then hopefully you hear the beeping, and then you can locate the AirTag. And to disable it, you twist the top and remove the battery. Unfortunately, though, there have been cases where people were getting these alerts and were not finding an AirTag. Either they didn't get an option to play a sound, or when they pressed the button to play the sound, they didn't hear anything. And so this is where things get a little questionable and murky is, you know, could this be a false positive? Some people were posting saying, oh, it's your AirPods that are, you know, triggering this. But I spoke with Apple and they wouldn't come out and say that other devices could trigger a false positive, but they did say that sometimes there may be somebody traveling with you who has an AirTag, and then maybe your phone picks up on it. And if that person leaves, then you can't track the AirTag anymore. It's gone. But there's still a lot of, I mean, this is a new technology. We're still figuring this stuff out. And so there are still a lot of unknowns about this. And the one woman I spoke to in Atlanta got this notification. It showed where it had been tracking her, and she never found an AirTag.
So we cover crime cases here. And so I guess I want to ask you, it seems maybe obvious, but the idea that you can track somebody, that doesn't seem like something that we can do legitimately without them knowing, right?
Well, in Georgia, you can. There is no law in Georgia about tracking people. There are laws about stalking. There are laws for police. So police can't take a GPS device and throw it on your car and track you. But a regular citizen can. And now I should mention these AirTags are not GPS devices. They use Bluetooth technology. So, you know, GPS devices are mentioned in Georgia law and in other laws, but not something like this. This is new technology. And so, you know, there are some concerns that people could argue their ways out or find some loopholes to get around certain things. But as its own device, tracking somebody with this is not illegal. It has to, the only way it would be illegal is if a prosecutor could prove that you were doing it to harass or intimidate somebody. But that falls under stalking. So you can track anybody to your heart's content. You want to know where your wife is going, where your ex is going, where any coworker is going. You're legally entitled to do that.
And you mentioned that's in Georgia, so we can reiterate that other states may have other laws.
Correct.
Did you talk to anyone who found out who was tracking them?
I didn't speak to anybody personally who found out was tracking them, but I did see in one of my police reports that I got from Atlanta Police, there was a woman who found two air trackers. One was in her purse, one was in her glove compartment, which I should also preface, that is illegal. You cannot put a tracking device in someone's personal property. That includes inside their car. Outside their car is a different story. But going back to that, she found these devices, and what Apple allows you to do is you are actually able to scan the AirTag that you find, and it should give you a serial number, and then you can find out who that AirTag belongs to. And in her case, the police report said that it showed it belonged to an ex-boyfriend. So there are some good qualities of that, but then there are other cases where you can scan it and not know who the heck this AirTag belongs to.
Yeah, I mean, it really does bring up issues and questions about personal safety and privacy and where something like this could go.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's scary for a lot of women, especially, you know, women feel vulnerable as it is sometimes. You might carry mace in your purse or something to protect yourself. And to know that somebody could be watching you without your permission and without your knowledge is a very scary thing.
You said you spoke with Apple. Are they looking into these concerns? Or have they said anything publicly about this?
No, and this is the disappointing thing, I think, to me. And honestly, Apple saw this coming, if I'm being totally honest, because it prefaces in its statements online saying that these devices are not intended to track people. Well, that's all well and good that it's not intended to do that, but we all know people will use things outside of their intention if they're going to do it. And you give criminals and you give people an open door for something like this, especially really affordable technology. These devices are like $29 a pop. You can buy a pack of four for under $100. And it's just, it really opens the door for nefarious activity. Apple discourages it, and that's wonderful. And they said that they have built this device with safety in mind to do things, to alert people, for example, with the phone and say, hey, this device is with you. So they obviously knew this was a possibility. They just basically say they took every precaution they could to discourage it.
I feel like we'll hear more about this. We haven't heard the end of it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when I was doing my research on this, again, the device came out in April. I didn't see a complaint about it really at all in the spring. It wasn't until the last month, it was like October and November, all of a sudden, that's where you were seeing these reports. And now we've got Christmas time coming up. People are buying these for people. I went to several stores to buy an AirTag for our experiment of trying to, you know, see what would happen if we were being tracked. And a ton of stores were sold out. So people are buying these. And we are absolutely going to see more cases of these. These devices haven't even been out a year yet. So I think once we hit that year mark, and I think even beyond, we are going to start seeing far more reports than we already have.
And what about police? Have they wrapped their heads around this one yet? If someone goes to police and says, hey, I found one of these things, someone's tracking me?
Yeah, not in the research I saw. So Apple tells people to go to police if you find one of these tracking devices or you believe you're being tracked. But the problem is that police don't really have a lot of knowledge about this technology and about these devices. And that was very apparent in the police reports I was finding and in the body cam footage that I saw where officers were getting called to the scene. In one case, they actually found the AirTag hidden in a woman's gas canister. And the cop was basically saying, gosh, I've never seen this before. How does this work? And couldn't get it out of her car. And so it seems as if this technology really is outpacing police knowledge. And there needs to be more knowledge about it, especially because Apple is telling people to go to police. Well, a lot of good that's going to do if police don't know what to do with this technology.
Kristen Crowley, WXIA, 11 Alive in Atlanta. Thanks for talking to us about this. We'll keep an eye on this story. We appreciate it.
Sure thing. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to The Daily Crime, a podcast from Vault Studios. Be sure to check out our other podcasts, including Bardstown, The Officer's Wife, and our weekly show, True Crime Chronicles. For Vault Studios, I'm Will Johnson.